This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Orioles lose 9-0 yesterday. They lose 2-3 to the Diamondbacks. They're off today, back in action tomorrow as they host the Blue Jays for a three-game series. Let's talk some baseball now as we head out to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. Jim Duquette, former Orioles exec, now with MLB Network Radio, joins us. And Jim, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. Let's go backwards before we go forwards. And I'm just curious to get your thoughts on how all this came out with Corbin Burnes. It became a big story again, and all of a sudden that new number came out. And my question is, and you were in this business before, Jim, so like, if you're a team that has never given out real money before and you offer 4 for $180, wouldn't you want that out there while free agency is going on to alert other agents and players that you're open for business? Why wait to release that this week
until after he laughs at your offer in public?
Well, yeah, I mean, absolutely, you'd like to have that out there, you know, at some point in the wintertime. You know, at that point, unfortunately, there wasn't a lot left on the starting pitching market, right, because the top ones had already signed. I think Snell had already signed, and then so it freed. But, yeah, I think you know, I'm not surprised that some of this came out now. You know, I think Ken Rosenthal was one who reported it. He's moved out there to Arizona, so he's been around Arizona, the Diamondbacks, and then here the O's right in town. So it's not a coincidence in that front. Somebody gave him the info, right? And I think I always find it fascinating. It's like, okay, what was it that you felt like even though that average annual value was what, $45 million or so per year, what made you really think that was going to be good enough? You know, to get him, because it was pretty widely understood that, okay, if it was close, Arizona, you know, and Arizona got in late, but if it was close, his preference was to go there. And the Giants were the highest bidder, and that was also a really good team. You know, so there's some things like short-term deals for less money, even if the AAV is high, aren't going to get those top guys done. They're just not – over the – you know, the signings over the last few years, very, very few guys end up taking that dollar amount. It's always about the total dollars. Even if the average annual value is less, it's like
$30 million.
Going to take $20 million less, he's not going to do that. You know, Orioles were probably third place, even with the $45 million average annual value.
So I've never been a GM. I've had the pleasure of being around a lot of good ones in different sports and spent a lot of time with Ken Holland and Jimmy Devolano, the architects of a Detroit Red Wings dynasty. And so this is what puzzles me if I put my GM hat on. Like Gigi said, if you were serious about doing this, why wouldn't you put the money out there so that you then think, well, let's go get Evaldi because that's only – let's give him 60 for two. It's still only a third of what we would have given Corbin Burnes if you're worried about the years. So, like, why didn't that happen? If this player clearly wanted to be in Arizona and you actually wanted him, why did you and your boss not get on a plane and go out to his favorite, you know, wife's favorite place in Scottsdale and bring food to the house and sit at the dining room table and show them a holistic plan for why they should raise their kids in Baltimore and not Scottsdale? Like, why do you not put the full court press on the human side of it in that regard? And, Jim, if they were serious about this and you're at 180 for four, and so you could get Corbin Burns for the fifth year and pay a 35-year-old Corbin Burns in 5 years from now future money, $30 million, why would you not give him 210 for five if you actually wanted him?
Yeah, well, absolutely, and, or just even a little bit more. To me, you know, that number, the amount, the total dollar amount is what mattered, right? So there's two teams that showed restraint this winter. And consequently, they didn't end up with the players on free agency. The impactful guys. It was the Orioles and the Cubs. You know, now the Cubs are dealing with a little bit different payroll and higher revenues, but you know they thought they were going all in on Bregman, right? And you look at what ended up happening there. Was Boston gave him similar money. He actually took lesser money and a higher AAV to go to Boston because it was a good spot for him. He could opt out and move on, maybe get a longer term deal next year. That's his hope. But the O's in this particular sense, like they're really, from it sounds like, it didn't sound like there was much of a recruiting process at all. That's what you were going to have to go the extra mile to convince him to not sign and play at home. Right? It was going to have to be probably more than 210, maybe 220, 230, okay, something along the lines of where the Giants offered him. And you would have had to made a pitch for him, you know. And what we don't know is, you know, maybe the Orioles, you know, heard what I had been hearing, which was he wanted to be in Arizona. That part of it, I don't know. You know, that's hard to know. Mike Elias would be able to answer that one.
Now, Jim, the Orioles face the reality that Grayson Rodriguez on the IL, Zach Eflin on the IL, Charlie Morton has struggled immensely. Are you pressing the panic button on this starting rotation?
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm a little concerned about it at the moment for sure. Yeah, I think hopefully the Eflin thing isn't going to be overly serious, right? Anytime, like he's been, we know how good he's been, but when you saw him go out after six, you're like, oh my goodness, like that's not what you want, obviously. So, you know, the number of guys that they have on the injured list is concerning. They're already, you know, and also when it happens this early in the season, that's, I think, the other part of it that is concerning, right? Because you've tapped into your depth already. It's not like they can't overcome this, but, you know, it's one of the, and the problem is there's really not much you can do on the trade market. You know, everyone wants to go to look at Sandy Alcantara. Like, they are not trading him until he's shown that he's back to what he was before Tommy John. And that also means going seven innings, you know, to over 100 pitches and dealing. And so that's going to take some time for him, too. So, like, you can't even jump the market, right, and overpay for somebody like Alcantara down in Miami just, you know, until he's shown that he's completely healthy. So, I mean, the saving grace, and I'll point to Cleveland last year. Cleveland's rotation was an absolute disaster for a good portion of the year. They got by with a ridiculously good bullpen, and that's going to have to be the saving grace right now for the Orioles, is how good the pen has been, and see if they can, you know, manage it like maybe the Guardians did last year to stay in this thing until they get healthy again.
Talking with Jim Duquette, it's Inside Access here on The Fan. Jim, are you surprised, disappointed? Like, not only are they losing, but they've been playing bad baseball in the losses. Like, a lot of defensive mistakes, base running mistakes.
Not knowing when to slide, not throwing to the right base.
Yeah. How surprising has that been for you?
That's, I think, the thing that bothers me more than the injuries at the moment. Like, you know, everyone's kind of playing a little bit sloppy baseball, you know, in times or different games during the course of the early part of the season. So that, you know, there's time to clean that up, but that's what spring training is for. You're supposed to clean that up, you know, before spring, especially if you're a team that, you know, is postseason bound, has aspirations to get there. Like, you know, the two teams they just played, you know, they're not error free either, but you didn't see, you know, in Arizona, you know, just to kind of give a little perspective to the fans that are listening. I mean, Arizona right now is a team that hasn't started clicking on all cylinders either. Mm-hmm. And their manager's sitting there going, you know, we're better than this too. So, you know, the Orioles aren't the only team right now on, you know, April 10th that aren't playing great, but those are the little things that you look for and you really have to clean up, you know, the base running, some of the fundamental stuff is more indicative of attention to detail, and it hasn't been there yet.
They're since July 1st of last year, pretty good sample size. They're 14th in the majors in on-base percentage, 14th in slug, 14th in OPS. They're just outside the top 10 in most games scoring four runs or less and most games scoring three runs or less. And I know people keep telling me that, like, the superpower will be the lineup, but, like, are you third? Because, like, 40 home runs did leave the building with Santander. I don't care what he's doing so far in Toronto. He always starts slow. Like, are you fully convinced that this is an upper echelon, top eight run-producing team in Major League Baseball?
Boy, and what's your record over that, Jason, during that stretch? Isn't it like...
Well, going back to late June, there's... What did you say, Bones? Seven games under 500?
47 and 54.
100 games.
Yeah, that's a lot of games, and it's a similar team, right? There's not a lot of changeover, and like you said, you've subtracted, you know, and we've talked about it. You've subtracted impact offensively, and you subtracted impact on the starting rotation. So, the offense, you know, and there's a couple teams that are up and down as well. It doesn't make you feel better about it. Houston is off to a really slow start, and they lost two impactful guys. But, like, I think people, even front office executives, underestimate sometimes when you lose a guy in the middle of your lineup, like Santander was, you know, your expectation is, okay, you've got guys internally that are going to step up. That doesn't always happen, right? And we see that a lot. So I'm still optimistic, but I'm a little concerned that, you know, that's not going to be as good as even last year, the numbers, the offensive numbers. So, you know, I will say this. I was talking to the Phillies general manager recently, Preston Mattingly, who works under Dave Dombrowski. You know, they had a similar type offense. They're more veteran offense and more proven, and they really struggled the last third of the season. And, you know, I asked him about it again this year. And he's like, listen, we had a bunch of guys that were banged up. So, you know, we think it's going to be different this year. Maybe Adley was banged up a little bit, and Westberg was out for a little bit. I'm just trying to think of,
yeah.
You know, what's the difference between that, you know, the Phillies and the O's? And, maybe they were banged up a little bit. But still, I am concerned about it because it's still, I think, a relatively young offensive group that you're hoping, and I don't like hope as a plan for building a roster. I'm not a big hope guy.
Jim Duquette, always great, man. Thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
All right, we'll talk soon. See you guys. Bye.
Coming up next, we had Diamondbacks assistant GM Amiel Sauday on the other day, and he had some interesting things to say about his ownership's commitment, about just the way team building, about Corbin Burnes. We want to, if you missed it, you're going to hear from him. It's Necessary Roughness here on The Fan.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.